Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we're totally married.
You can find our stuff at www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com. We have an Amazon wish list. We have shirts. We have all that kind of stuff. Any support's helpful. And we got a special one tonight. We have special guests. We have actress, producer, and director Mikaela Bordner. Mikaela. Which one is it?
Mikaela.
I should know this by now.
And no, that's okay.
Writer and director Ashton T. Livingston. Did I get that one right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Both of them are gearing up to make a feature film, Rat Problem, an 80s gore fest horror flick that is currently doing its crowdfunding campaign. Mikaela, I've worked with before. She's acted in my short film, Night of the Witch. She plays the character Logan. And I believe you've helped on, from what I can remember, one set behind the scenes. It was a contest we did, Final Blow. You were on set of that.
Right.
And Ashton and I just met a few minutes ago. So why don't you two introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you do. Ashton, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm the director and one of the writers for Rat Problem. We just brought on two new writers, Curtis Matthew Russell and Jesse Fine. But yeah, I'm really into 80s gore, super cheesy, goofy stuff. And so I wanted to make something that was very much in line with that and a love letter to all the movies that have made me become who I am.
Awesome. I feel you. That's like my route. That's my passion for why I make films as well. Yeah. Mikaela.
I knew you guys would find camaraderie in that. It really reminded me a lot of you, Jesse, when I first met him.
Cool.
But yeah, I am an actor first, as always, but I picked up producing pretty much like a few years ago now and have really fallen in love with sort of all of the kind of creative aspects and the relationships you have to build through filmmaking and really bringing a team together and celebrating them individually and coming together to make things as a whole happen. So yeah, it's been a pretty fun journey. I think I've discovered that horror is definitely the pathway through and through. I mean, I've always loved horror, but I think until you start making films and then people approach you with other scripts, you're kind of just like, nah, there's no blood in that. Like, I'm good. It's fun.
Right? Yeah, I totally get it. It's really fun making horror films.
It is.
You know, even if, like I've said this before, even if you're not a fan of horror, if you're on set when you're making it, it's just fun. It's just,
yeah.
Even if it's not like your main thing. So let's just get in. What's your guys' favorite horror movie and why? We love to ask everyone this. Ashton, what's your favorite horror flick?
I always come back to Night of the Creeps, directed by Fred Decker, Tom Atkins. I forget the actor's name, but Russ from European Vacation.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Night of the Creeps is probably my all-time favorite. And I find myself always trying to be like, I need to make something like Night of the Creeps. Like, that's my end goal right there. So, I mean, that's kind of where I am with it. It's the driving factor for me.
Yeah, Night of the Creeps is amazing. They have this really cool shot when the cop is shooting that he spins around.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was really unique. There's a couple fun things they did in there, but it's such a good film. I remember watching that when I was a kid, popping and renting it from the local VHS store. The box art for that is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great pick.
Nothing beats the line, you know, I got good news and I got bad news, girls. Good news, your dates are here. Bad news, they're dead.
Awesome.
That's so funny.
What about you? What's your favorite?
This is cliche, but I think the Blair Witch is honestly my favorite. I think it's because it was the first time I think I realized when I was younger that horror films could be like these amazing, like filmmaking cinematic masterpieces in a way. And I think as simple as that one is, it's still so effective. And it just like, it's incredible to me, just like no budget and like what a legacy the Blair Witch has created.
Yeah, Blair Witch is really good. I mean, I remember I was 19 at the time when it came out, and that was when they were tricking people into thinking it was real. And it got like us, it worked. Like we thought that it was real, and we were intrigued, and we went and saw it, and it was scary.
Yeah,
the stuff that they do that's just implied. It's a really great, like you said, it's a good example of what you can do with an idea in a very low budget.
Yeah. And I remember it scared me. I could not sleep for like 2 days. And I think I was probably like 13 at the time. So like, I was still kind of old, I guess, but like, it just really affected me a lot. And yeah. I think that's why it's my favorite.
Nice. Yeah. My favorite is, of course, probably cliche too, but Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. Love it.
Yeah.
Perfect example of how you make a horror comedy perfectly with equal balance. I love all the gore. I love Ash. I mean, who doesn't like that movie, right? If you like horror, you gotta like at least like it or appreciate it. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Mine's Halloween, which is also, but I like remember watching it at 9 by myself and scaring the crap out of myself, and then also being like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then scare the crap out of myself for many, many years as a kid in
Totally.
Yeah, the original Halloween is classic. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite series.
Nice. I can see by the posters, you got Halloween 2 and Halloween 3 back there.
Yeah.
Yep. Which one between the two, if you had to pick?
Three.
I recently was listening to some of the soundtrack for Halloween 3, and it's really good. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. John Carpenter's scores always pop off. They're always good.
Nice, for sure. Yeah, I think that's all he does now. He does sound. He does music and he plays video games. That's his shit.
He has a show coming out on Peacock.
Oh, I heard about that. Didn't he like direct it from his house?
I think so.
Yeah,
like it's Suburban Nightmares or something like that.
I do have to check that out. It's just funny to me thinking that he's like over here probably playing video games, and then he turns to this monitor and like directs something. Okay, good scene. And then he goes back to his video games. I imagine that's what he's doing for sure. let's see.
So what got you guys into filming horror specifically?
Ashton, do you want to start?
I can start. Yeah. For me, it's always been it's always been the goal for me. Like in eighth grade for me, my English teacher, he was the guy who really put me on the trajectory of making film. And he started by giving me movies he probably shouldn't have. He gave me like Event Horizon, the original Evil Dead, just stuff like that. He's like, watch these, you'll really like them. And I did really like them. And then I was like, that's what I'm doing. And it just sent me down this tailspin where I was like, this is what I need to be doing. And it was just so much fun to watch these movies for me and think about how they did everything. And I wanted to learn how they did everything. So I would just sit there for hours and just watch the behind the scenes features for all of these movies to figure out how they could do that. And then, you know, I got into college and I found myself in my class, at least, to be like the only one who wanted to make like silly, goofy, campy horror things. And so I just kept making those. And now I am where I am, making a high budget short film about giant mutant rats breaking into a convenience store.
Perfect.
Nice. Nice. That's really cool. Yeah. Behind the scenes. God, you know, a movie that really got me with like behind the scenes, Devil's Rejects. I bought the DVD when that came out a while ago. And there's like all these, there's like 6 hours of behind the scenes of them making that movie. And that was really inspirational. It was really him running and gunning, even though he had a budget and stuff. There was a lot of like learning how to do things on the fly.
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, that movie is super inspiring too. Even though some of it you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, but it's it's great. It's
yeah.
So
I got it back here. Where is it? I got it on VHS.
Nice. Oh my god.
But what got you into
horror? I won't say like my pathway I think is a lot different than Ashton. I didn't initially think like, oh, I'm only gonna make horror movies, and I don't know if that's where I am quite yet, but I think it's leaning more and more towards that, because I really just fell in love with filmmaking in general when I after I got my associates in theater. I was like, okay, well, I want to like my day job, so I'm going to get a degree in film, because film was always it for me anyway. And I really just fell in love, honestly, with like low lighting and how difficult it was to create diegesis around horror movies, because I think it's a lot different than like, you know, slice of life movies or, you know, kind of like coming of age stories and stuff. And, you know, not to like diss those films at all or anyone who makes them, but I just like, I really like the challenge of creating a world that is surrounded by those elements, because I think it's, I don't know, there's something so fun and mysterious and creative about it that has just really turned me on to it.
Yeah, definitely. God, just you saying that, I mean, it's not full horror, but I forget the director's name, but Neon Demon was really good with you know, using low light, using different colors, all that stuff. But then he would contrast it with like some daytime shots, which are like really crazy. But I know like a lot of my stuff is low lit for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the themes that come out too are so striking to me, because you can really go anywhere. Like, I'm producing this one called I Only See You in the Dark, and it's about how you become the other person in a relationship. Okay. And it's just so specific and weird and crazy, and there's just so many cool cinematic elements to add to it, you know.
For sure. I always find it interesting with, you know, lighting and colors. You can just set the tone by if you use red or if you use yellow, if you use blue. You know, you use colors for certain characters sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah. Well, heck, let's get into what you guys are here for, Rat Problem. So you have a crowdfunding campaign going, and tell us about that.
So I believe it was Thursday night at like around 8:15. We hit our 80% green light.
Nice.
So we are officially able to keep everything we've raised this far through our crowdfunding site, which means pretty much everything else is just like, you know, woohoo, we got it. And, you know, we'd love to hit that 100% mark by October 28th. But I'm honestly just blown away by how much support we've gotten for this weird, campy little movie about like rats. Like, it was, I can't believe that in just like a, like 2 months, we made $10,000 just because people were like, yeah, I'm about this project. This sounds fun. And people were giving us, you know, money for it. And it was just kind of like, wow, this many people have faith in the project and they want to see it get made. That's like, so that means so much to me. And it, like, just the support we've gotten so far has been so amazing. And it's just felt so great.
Yeah. Ashton has done a really incredible job, probably more than any filmmaker I know in Portland, engaging with the community and really showing how, I guess, to include them in on the fun. And I think it really starts from the core of the story too. Cause I remember when Ashton approached me, I was like, this is so cute. Like, oh my gosh, you know, like, just, I mean, you know, cute's a bad word, but I was like, rats, of course, this is so fun, you know? So yeah, he's done a really amazing job at just like getting everyone involved and, you know, joining them in on the fun.
That's awesome. That's really cool that you reached that goal, and I'm sure you'll continue to get more. Give me a brief summary of what's the film about. Give me the elevator pitch.
Yeah. So Rat Problem takes place in 1987 Portland. It follows a woman by the name of Liz, who's this 20-something, foul-mouthed, minimum-wage employee at this place called the Maxi Mart, which is essentially every terrible plaid pantry 7-Eleven you've ever gone into, amalgamated into this one hellscape convenience store. But as she clocks in to her shift at the Maxi Mart, a horde of giant mutant rats breaks in, and she has to use these extremely hazardous cleaning chemicals she finds under the counter to fight off these rats and melt them down to ooey gooey piles. It's really about her kind of trying to find her confidence to fight against, you know, her bosses, her landlord, all these kind of people in power who really kind of shove her down and make her feel like she's not important, when in reality she's just as important as everyone else. And it really came to me by wanting to humanize people that I see get, you know, yelled at and spit on in convenience stores, but you know, I know them as a person. So I really wanted to create a film that could talk about that through this lens of really campy, goofy, gory horror movies.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot
that's
of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, you know, that's the one thing, like having a campy any kind of horror to have like a little bit of heart in the middle of it is that really helps it. It elevates it for sure. If you just have that little touch, that little spark of, you know, it's cute. You have that little cuteness among all of this gore and stuff that's probably exploding everywhere. I mean,
oh yeah,
that's touching and it's fun.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And this is a short, or is this a feature?
It's a short that could be put into a feature.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So what part are you most looking forward to shoot? What part of that short?
I am so excited to film the big climax of the short and have all those rat puppets fighting our lead actress and, you know, having them melt and doing all these really gory effects and just having fun with that. I'm so excited to be working with our, you know, our puppeteer and puppet maker, Carlo Mary, our SFX hair and makeup person, Trista Kelly. You know, I'm so excited to see what they can bring to the table and make a reality, because, you know, I know every horror person feels exactly the same way. Having it all in camera makes it so much better.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. All in camera. It's we know what I try to do too. I don't think I've done, aside from like a gunshot muzzle flash, has probably been the extent of like digital effects that I've done.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's really cool. So just out of curiosity, do you have your cast and crew all ready to go? Do you have some of it, or do you still have to do that part?
Our casting call is currently open right now, and it will be closing on October 25th. We have like all the big crew heads in place right now, and it's more about just kind of like waiting till we get all the money and then kind of see who else we have the ability to bring on and what we can really do with the project. But yeah, we're in the process of casting calls right now. So
yeah, you can find casting information on I think, is it on the Rap Problem Instagram page?
Yeah, it's on the Instagram page and then wherever else you post it.
Yeah, I posted it on the M Films Instagram page as well. And then it's on like actually Actors Access too. So it's a national audition if anyone in the Spokane area wants to audition, etc. But yeah, there's info on that. And then, yeah.
Nice. Cool. What's how long do you anticipate the shoot to be? What's like the shooting schedule? Is it a long weekend? Is it a week? Is it days spread out, or would you try to knock it all out at once?
I think the script is being rewrote right now, but I think we're looking at like 3 to 5 days. I'd like to try to keep it more minimal, but it just is going to kind of depend on Ashton's vision.
Cool.
And what we can execute. But it's going to be like overnights in a convenience store that we're going to go scout out tomorrow. So
cool. So you're scouting locations.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
That's like one of my favorite parts of filmmaking, because what I've discovered is like filmmaking takes me to places that physically that I would have never been to before. Like,
yeah,
Like, for example, I shot something in like Spokane's oldest Masonic temple that is just so many creepy, weird, and ultra cool places that I'd never be there for any other reason.
In there. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
or just like
crazy.
old houses you'd never see or just strange places. I really love location scouting. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It
So why
is.
did you decide to go with rats?
Yeah, cockroaches. Cockroaches are popular in the 80s. There's rats.
Yeah. So for me, a bit of it stemmed from like, okay, a big part of the story for me is talking about how these people in power abuse those at like a lower level than them. And to me, that felt very vile and disgusting. And that tied to this experience I had the other year. I was walking home at night and a rat ran out from a like little ditch, crawled up my foot, ran up my leg, and jumped off my knee. And I hated them. I hated that. And I was like, it clicked. It clicked for me. I needed to make the main thing of this film about rats. And it started flowing together of tying, these characters we have in the script, Steve and Darren, who are these very awful human beings who are in power and just treat people like garbage. And I wanted to tie them to the rats. So.
Yeah, rats are very 80s too. Rats remind you of city streets, rats remind you of New York, that kind of stuff. And that and city streets, New York, nighttime alleyways, that's all 80s. I feel 80s for sure. And watching your that proof of concept that you did that was shot to look in an alley, that very 80s for sure. I love the character. Are those two actors going to be in the short, or were they for the
Their employee photos will be in the short.
nice.
The promo acts as a bit of a prequel to the film itself as well,
Yeah.
setting up events to come.
Okay.
The main short, one of the big inciting incidents is all the garbage men in the city are on strike.
Okay.
And so the garbage is piling up, leading to the rat population just boosting up. And the death of these two garbage men, Alan and Dave, you don't see Dave die on screen, but he dies off screen. The death of them is one of the big inciting incidents for this strike.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So I like the building up of trash element too. I remember, definitely in the 80s there was a lot of that trash, and then it was also toxic rain, acid rain too was popular as well. That kind of stuff. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. So where do you see what do you want to do with the short when it's done, when it's made? What's the goal?
Our
Fests, film fests, but send it
goal is
every.
film festivals. Film
Yeah.
festivals getting it noticed, and then hopefully someone's like, "I want to make a feature of that movie."
Right? Exactly. That
That's
with that voice too. You see? With a big cigar and
Yeah,
a long table and a
the big monocle.
Yep. For sure. They exist somewhere.
Somewhere they gotta.
Yeah. And Michaela, you're producing it, right? Right. Is that going to be your only hand in the film? Are you going to pop in as a cameo, or are you just strictly producing on this?
I think I'll probably just produce. The last film I just produced, 15 to Sunrise, I acted in that, and it's really hard for me to do both. So I feel like one or the other suffers because one or the other is, pulling me in both directions. But I think I'll probably just produce for this one, and
Nice. That's cool. Yeah. Well, heck. Well, let's just jump to like just special effects. Like, so you're gonna have some really cool special effects in this. What's your favorite like special effect then in other horror movies? Like, we your the scene that sticks out is your favorite practical effect.
There's a few. It's like picking your kids, you know, which one's your favorite kid.
Yeah.
But I think the one I always like love only has maybe like 10 seconds of screen time ever. It's and it goes back to, you know, my all-time favorite movie, Night of the Creeps. There's the one zombie that walks by that has its face ripped off.
Yeah.
And it's the skull with the eyeballs, and it just kind of I love that. I had a shirt of that. I would go out of my way to find stuff with that image on it and get it. That is probably one of my all-time favorites. But I think what my second favorite is probably the laughing deer from Evil Dead 2. I love that like puppet effect. It was one of the big things I told our puppet maker Carlo Mary when talking about how I want the rats in our film to look. I was like, I love the cartoonish nature of that laughing deer in Evil Dead 2. I want to bring as much of that like stylistic choice as much as we can into the design for the rats. Yeah, I love it's like I love practical effects that have that kind of cartoony nature to them. And like they're real and tangible. You can look at them and interact with them, but they're just elevated. They're elevated from our reality. And I really love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I remember that scene in Evil Dead 2 because it was so comedic, like you said, and it's happening in this like horrific event.
Oh yeah.
So they blended that kind of stuff really well, even like with the dancing lady outside. There's some cartoonish element to that,
Oh
but it's
yeah.
like surrounded by this terrifying stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that deer is really cool. Yeah. How about you, Makina? What's your fave?
I really actually really this is kind of silly, I guess, but one that always sticks to me is Ancien Andalou with the razor blade in the eye in the very beginning. It's an old, I think, French film, right? I can't remember who directed it, but it's like, you know, black and white, and it's the one where all the is it Ashton, do you remember? Is it the guy like pulling the bed and like the piano at the end?
I think so.
Yeah, there's like this eye effect in the beginning. They use like a jump cut to show like a razor blade in the eye
Oh.
in the very beginning. But you know, something I watched recently that I really, really thoroughly enjoyed was actually Terrifier 2. They did such a good job with all the
Yes.
effects on. That was crazy. Was it the girl who got, was it like razor bladed to death or something like
Yeah,
that?
with the razor blade whip thing.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Crazy. I know
There's
so
one point in that movie he's like, I can't watch, I can't watch. I'm like,
crazy.
yes,
Yeah. I
do
couldn't take my eyes off of it. It was so
it.
scary and fun.
I love Terrifier. That's like
Yeah,
one of my,
they do some really cool effects in
oh
Terrifier and Terrifier 2. But yeah, some scenes that went like I'm like, oh my God, that's a little too much for me. But yeah.
I love
Terrifier is great.
the scene where he comes in and he starts like beating the one lady and then he goes away and she's crying in bed and he comes back with the bleach and you're just like,
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
the one that he couldn't watch.
God.
I'm like, yes.
I couldn't handle that one. I'm like, yeah. Just kill her, man. This is messed up. Just end it.
What about you
Oh,
guys? What are your favorite effects?
oh gosh.
man. Well, for me, you know, the Return of the Living Dead Tar Man design. It's not really an effect, but just his design is really cool. I love that. I know they do some really cool stuff in Return of the Living Dead. Favorite effects. Why am I drawing a blank? Oh, the
I was
thing.
just gonna say the thing. I mean,
Yeah.
that's
John Carpenter's The Thing. I mean, when I was a kid and the head pulling off of the body and the spider legs coming out and it t ticks away, and then the famous line, like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me, or something like that, he
so good.
said. The Thing has so many great effects in it, you know, for sure.
Yeah. And I would say Terrifier, I really like when he cuts the body in half in the first one.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
like one of my favorites.
It's so good.
It's like one of my favorite scenes, like taking pictures.
Yeah, I'm noticing the blob behind you and the blob remake also.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while, but I remember that had some gnarly effects in there.
Oh, it's gross. I love it.
Yeah. The Stuff, have you seen that?
That's a huge inspiration on our project, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, the themes of that movie, like the capitalistic parodies of that,
Yep.
I love it. And all those effects are so good too.
I
It got my
know.
face stretching out and the like white the stuff coming out of him.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. God, I remember watching that when I was a kid, and it made me hungry for the stuff.
oh
I really wanted to eat some,
yeah.
even though it like messed you up. I was like, that looks
No,
good. I really.
that's the best part about that movie is it's like it works.
Yeah.
Like all the advertising in that movie genuinely does work,
Yeah.
but it's so good.
That's cool. Well, is there any where can everyone find this stuff? Where can people go to support Rat Problem? Where can people go to find you guys personally? How can people get in touch with this project and both of you?
Yeah, so we have our Instagram, which is rat underscore problem underscore film, no caps. We also have the Seed and Spark crowdfunding site in the bio there. And in the bio as well is all the big kind of people's Instagram ads and handles. We have our executive producer, Jack Perez, is in there. Mikayla's Instagram is in the bio. And then our associate producer, Hannah Mae Cummings' Instagram is also in the bio. And then I'm also in the bio, of course. So yeah, you can find all that stuff kind of in our Instagram bio.
Nice.
There's also on my production company website, which is www.macbfilms, that's macbfilms.com/ratproblem. There's a website page for Rat Problem as well.
Nice. Nice. So everyone go there and check it out. And I'll also put links to all this stuff in the description and everything so people can go
Thank you.
find it. We'll be supporting it as well. So
You already are. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
no, thank you
Thanks
guys
for
for having us.
coming.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have anything else that you want to talk about or plug before we wrap this podcast up?
I don't think so. I mean, thank you
Yeah.
both
Yeah.
so much for chatting. It was honestly just so fun to talk with you both about horror films and catch
Yeah.
up and all that. And I hope the Bloody Married podcast is going well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Love coming on podcasts. It's so much fun just to talk with other horror people.
Yeah, you'll have to come on again through the process of it. We'll have you
Oh
on
yeah.
when your short film's made and so you can chat about where to
Awesome.
watch it. We'll have you on again. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that you made the goal and
Thank
continue
you.
to get some funding.
Yeah,
So
it's
it's
exciting.
really rad.
Yeah,
All
I'm
right,
super
well.
excited to be jumping into
Well, our Bloody Marys are dead.
And so are
Except for
we.
me.
So thanks for tuning in, and I guess we'll catch everyone next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary
The
Podcast.